Metuku mihi anō ki a koutou katoa. Thanks so very much for joining us here at Irangi Wātea. Ono rauma tōri te iariri every Monday afternoon. Our māreikura Maiti Pāti Kākāriki, she joins us. Dr. Elizabeth Kerekere, she's out and about this week. As we know, it is recess and she is heading down to Ōtautahi for a housing hui. But before she departs, I want to talk to her about another occupation that's taking place. It is in Miramar in Wellington. Dr. Elizabeth Kerekere, she joins us now. Me tuku mihi kia koe. Dr. Elizabeth, I hope you're having a great start to the recess period. It's going to be quite a long one. But first of all, our whānau, a occupation, another one, Miramar.
Another one. And this is absolutely an extension of the Mowhenua occupation that is happening below where the site is, down in Shelley Bay. Those same developers are looking to not only build a marina and a heap of very high-level expensive apartments down there, destroying the land and the korora habitat that's there. They want all the land at the top of it as well, so they can have those nice rich people having their nice views over that harbour. So I'm happy for it said that our people have to do this, but I know Ihaya Pukitapu and the whānau who are up there leading this occupation, our people are starting to see if we don't get in there and hold the land, it will disappear under us.
There are, that makes it around 26, I do believe. I could be wrong, but there are now currently around that many occupations where our whānau are protecting their whenua from redevelopment, from development, from sale. So it looks as though there does seem to be a resurgence of us wanting to, us as in Māori Katoa, wanting to reinvestigate some of the treaty claims, some of the post-settlement sales, and just the overall process used by the Crown to settle treaty grievances.
Absolutely. We are seeing, as you say, there are occupations all over, but we are getting contacted by many iwi where their post-settlement governance entity, the PSGEs, are acting contrary to the wishes of the iwi, and some of them to quite horrifying degrees, as we've seen in Putiki, where permission was given to developers, and now we've seen the horrible things that are happening at that occupation. But this is a problem in several places where the local iwi are not getting part of the being part of the decision, not being consulted, and then having to take action after the fact.
You see, this raises a few issues. I'm talking about Putiki, the one that you've just finished speaking about. So the Ngāti Pāua went to the Environment Court. The Environment Court upheld their complaint, and now it's going to go to a fuller court hearing. But what the Environment Court had said was that the developers and the council did not stick to the intent of the original consent. In fact, they breached
exactly.
So there is no monitoring of these consents when it comes to whenua Māori or when it comes to mana moana as well too. What do you think should be done in terms of stricter auditing of particularly building and development consents, and particularly around environmental consents granted?
I think the council should be much, much stricter. There should be clear laws. At the moment, we're having our young people being arrested and getting a criminal record for trying to protect the whenua. And in fact, they're acting legally as peaceful protesters when the people who are illegal and committing actual crime against the environment, against our other laws, and as upheld by the Environmental Court, nothing is happening to them. Even just the thing of telling them to stop work doesn't seem to have an effect. So resource consent, A, shouldn't be given to places and projects which will clearly violate violate the Wildlife Act, as in destroying the habitat of an endangered species. So that's number one. Number two, they should be doing way more compliance. I have people saying, oh, I built I built an extension to my house and council were there every 5 minutes. Something like this happens nowhere to be seen.
Can we move to Dome Valley then, in Kaupara, yes, with Ngāti Whātua and the dump site there? So we heard from our rangatira on Marae yesterday. He laid the blame squarely at the feet of Eugenie Sage in ignoring the wishes of not just Mana Whenua, but the community at large. This isn't the first time we've heard complaints about Eugenie's handling of the environment and conservation portfolios when they were under her belt. Taranaki has issues with her as well too. Is this what we're going to find with the Green Party, Dr. Elizabeth, that they're really under the thumb when it comes to this Labor government and they're just going to have to kowtow and not listen to the wishes of Mana Whenua and wider community?
Raise really critical issues, because the fact is, when you're in a coalition with a government and you become a minister, you are now speaking as the government and you must go by what is the current law. And at that time, it was still legal and there was no reason why that Eugenie could say no to an overseas body buying that land. And that we've since helped change that law so that wouldn't happen again. But then other parties come into play, because as a minister, she can't give a resource consent, or she didn't give the resource consent. The council gave the resource consent for that work to go ahead. And even when it, when all, after all the protests, because Ngāti Whātua, Ngāti Manuhiri did all the protests, marched down the street, the Queen Street, tried to, you know, make the changes, and the council appointed independent commissioners. I just don't know how independent they were, because they came straight back and said, oh no, it's fine, go ahead. And so, of course, then we end up back in environmental court. And again, it shouldn't have happened in the first place. Totally agree. But in the councils and their whole quest for economic development and making money, and also in this case, getting rid of their rubbish and just chucking it on destroying our rivers and our streams to do it.
Look, Judith Collins, she's got big billboards up around the Motu. Let's have a public discussion on He Puapua. It's kind of like He Puapua, we've kind of moved on from there. And we're going on to UNDRIP now, which is the declaration that her party had supported when they were in government, and they allowed, you know, Māori Party, they supported Māori Party to enact that, you know, carry it out. I'm fighting, struggling to find a question here for you around this. But, you know, why? Why do you think, what is the politics behind the National Party running the line around public consultation on He Puapua when that's what it was, a consultation document?
It seems to me that National are trying to find relevance here. They're still trying to move down the racism track as one of the ways to build up and cement their base. I think the recent polls show very clearly that some of these tactics are not working for them. And I know it's just one of many things. They're saying that Labor should never have done the Māori wards so quickly. There's a whole pile of things that we should continue to have gas and oil exploration. Despite the incredibly bad impacts it has for climate change. So I think that they're doing what they can to slam the current government so that they can have a hope of growing their numbers and one day making it back into government.
And finally, you're off to Ōtautahi to a housing hui. What hui is that? What are you going to say? What's it looking like? And congratulations to Ngāti Whakaawe with their housing development. So are we going to see something very similar?
Well, I'm in Ōtautahi now. Our event is tonight, and we are going to look at some of the issues that are going on for people in this Rohe, and then look at some of the Greens' ideas for how we think we can resolve this housing crisis. So part of that is, and the thing that I care the most about, is around iwi-led solutions, that actually we've got Māori providers here, we've got iwi here who have got great ideas, and I mean Te Runanga or Ngaitahu have got a massive housing and property portfolio, and they have great ideas about how they could link in with government. So we just want to support those kind of initiatives and look at some other things that need to happen. And also hear from the people of Christchurch, what are some of the key issues going on for them.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much for joining us this afternoon. Wonderful to kōrero. Thank you for sparing time, your busy schedule, even though you're in recess. It is a very, very, very busy time for members of Parliament because they're out and about with their electorates and their constituents. And you being a listening MP, your constituency is the whole Motu.
That's right.
So we wish you all the very best and a wonderfully busy 3 weeks recess. Me tuku mihi kia koe.
Thank you. Kia ora, Claudette.